ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Now, our next guests met at a Radiohead concert in 2004. They soon became the best of friends. Since then, Miff Warhurst and Zan Rowe have turned their passion for music, art, life and popular culture into the hit weekly podcast Bang On, the success of which continues to astound them. So they say now they're taking their podcast around the country, and the pair join me now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, David.
Hello, David.
Miff, you, well, both of you really, but Miff, I'll start with you. You're used to sort of going to rock concerts and other concerts. You've made a career out of it, I guess. How does it feel to hit the road yourself?
Oh, look, it's been an absolute joy, David. Zan and I can't believe our luck, to be honest. I've done a few live things with Spicks and Specs. We took that on tour, but Bang On is very much our idea, and to head on out to places and see that we have the most beautiful, enthusiastic, wonderful audiences. It's just been the greatest feeling. We feel like absolute rock stars. We also feel really lucky.
Do you have a rider? Do you demand blue M&Ms or anything like that?
Oh, we should have. That's the thing. We didn't actually really think of it, aside from I think it was a bottle of Pinot Grigio to share. That's all we have. We should have come up with some higher demands,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, you should have been much, much more demanding. Zan, how does it work? I mean, how do you actually take a podcast on the road?
Well, we do the silliness of what we've been doing for 7 years now on Bang On, which is, you know, making sense of the week that was in terms of pop culture and fashion and music and stuff. But we also bring, I guess, a bit of razzle-dazzle, a bit of showbiz. So we have in Bang On, for anybody who's listened, we do have a love of fashion and making fun of fashion. And Miff's had what I can only describe as a very successful craft-a-noon, and she's made a bunch of different items that resemble famous bits of fashion from Balenciaga and Louis Vuitton and various other big high fashion labels. But she's done a bit of a DIY job of them. And we get people to jump up on stage, our Bang Fam, as we call them, to model that fashion. So that's one of the things that we do in the show. It is by self-determination only. You don't have to be a part of it. But we also still do the things that we've been doing on Bang On, which is, you know, kind of discussing big pop culture moments, big films, big TV shows, things that everyone's talking about and giving our take on it. And it's just incredible to see, you know, from the two of us being in a little studio every week and doing it for 7 years and now almost 300 episodes, to actually see the reactions of our audience laughing and gasping and shrieking back at us throughout the conversation. So it's really incredible to bring it to life.
Yeah, Miff, it began back in 2017, as Zan said. There's 300 episodes or so. How did it start and how's it evolved?
I think it started, we were working together in Sydney at the time, and there was so much happening in music and popular culture. And I think back at the time there weren't as many podcasts, especially that were run by two women of our particular age, as in the field that we delve into. And we thought, we've got so much to discuss, because we were discussing it anyway, and why not give it a try and put it into podcast form? And I think, having worked in radio, and you'd understand this, David, radio's fabulous, but it's much more structured than a podcast. And it was just so nice when we sat down and actually chatted about these things without those restraints of time and, you know, doing all the radio things. It was really, really enjoyable, and felt like it was something we really wanted to do, and we did it and it worked. And I think at the time Beyoncé's Lemonade had come out, that record that kind of blew so many other records out of the water. We had so much to discuss about that, and it hasn't stopped since. And I think in that sense it's been great for us. And the podcast has obviously evolved. We were quite serious at the start. These days it's still pretty serious, but you know, there's a lot more fun. The audience interacts so much more. They connect with us. They ask us things to talk about. It's just a fantastic community now.
Yeah, well, you've been travelling all over the country from this week, or you will be, with Bang On Live. You're going to a long list of capital and regional cities. Zan, who are the guests that you've lined up to talk to?
Oh, they're kind of surprises, David. This is what the thing that we love. We sort of rope in famous mates. So we had a couple of shows in Adelaide where we got Tom Gleeson, who many people would know from Hard Quiz,
right,
and Tom Ballard as well, to jump up. We've had other people pop up, like Luke McGregor in Newcastle, another great ABC personality and comedian. And we sort of surprise everyone each night. So we've got Bendigo coming up on April the 6th next weekend, which we're really excited about, heading to regional Victoria. And, yeah, like you said, big shows in Canberra for Melbourne Comedy Festival, Brisbane, Sydney and beyond. And we kind of just like to surprise people. So this is one of the elements of the show. We keep you on the edge of your seat and you never know who's going to turn up, because I'd like to think that Miff and I, through 20 years of being in the media, have gathered a few famous mates, definitely people who know how to entertain a crowd. Let's just say that.
Yeah, that's what matters. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, that crowd element of the shows, the surprise, you never really know exactly what's going to happen. That's quite different, isn't it, to the way most podcasts are put together. A lot of them are very kind of heavily produced, you know, the answer to the questions before you ask them, that sort of thing. How is that changing the shape of this podcast? Not suggesting that you're predictable with a bang on, but
oh, no.
Miff?
Oh, David, we're a low-budget operation, you know.
We all are.
We can't afford, you know, and I think that's why people love Bang On. It's we record it as live each week and there's very little editing and that goes out. So it's very much how we would speak to one another if we were catching up when we're outside at a restaurant or whatever, or a bar. And I think that the live shows, people get to see that it is what it is. You know, it's exactly what they think it is. It is us. Just enjoying ourselves and sharing our ideas about things that have happened that week. So it's a low budget operation, but I think that gives it its charm. Yeah. In that we're not highly edited. We are exactly how we present, and people seem to really like that, and that's nice because, you know, I'm not particularly polished in my real life, so that makes me happy.
Well, how many members of the Bang fam are there out there, and how important are they, do you think, to the success of this podcast?
Well, we had about, I think, close to 1.3 million downloads of Bang On last year, David.
Wow.
And it's just grown and grown. And I think it really changed as well during the pandemic. We certainly, you know, both being based in Melbourne during the pandemic, we felt that keenly, the lockdowns, the isolation. And I think that the community really shifted as a lifeline for many people. That's been something that's really been blowing us away, meeting people after the shows, which we do after each Bang On Live. And really seeing how much it helped them to feel like they had a friend in their ear when maybe they couldn't physically be with their mates, people who were isolated for other reasons, whether they'd moved away into another town or to another country. And that's been a real the depth of the connection over 7 years has really shifted, and it's really taken us by surprise. But, yeah, each week we get tens of thousands of people downloading it, streaming it, listening on the ABC Listen app, of course.
Yep.
And over the course of a year, about 1.3 million downloads.
It's
so the Bang fam is strong.
Yeah, it is. Miff Warhurst, yeah. Zan Rowe, thank you. They're around the country.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.